It's been about a year since Megan Orient became manager of shows and exhibitions for the American Philatelic Society. In addition to putting together the two APS shows each year, the job includes overseeing the 30-plus World Series of Philately shows. Orient plans some innovations for both.
We are starting a new training program this year to try and coordinate with other WSP show planners to help them with their planning process or pool resources or point them to other resources that might be available to them.
And I was going to ask, what new things might we be seeing at the two APS shows each year?
One of the things that I'm looking at are the floor plans, trying to find some creative ways that we can feature our youth area, as well as still keep our dealers in prominent locations, but also special exhibits that we might be able to bring in that are tied either to the venue or the geographic location of the show, or perhaps to the stamp issue. The stamp issues we don't always have far in advance, so it's hard to build a show around that particular thing, but we try to coordinate as much as we can. Some of the other things are just partnerships with other organizations that we might be able to bring to the show. It could be a philatelic-related organization, or it could be an outside organization. For example, it could be a historical society that has something special in their collection or a local museum that we might be able to cross-promote and cross-exhibit at our venue and theirs.
We interviewed Megan Orient in January at Ameristamp Expo in Atlanta. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club.